This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
If there's one thing that's certain about saving a bottle of wine for a special occasion, it's this. If you wait too long, there's a good chance you'll be singing a very sad song. More after this. Legendary winemaker Mike Gergich, the man who produced the Chardonnay that won the historic Judgment of Paris in 1976, once told me that it's better to drink wine than water. Why? Because water divides continents, but wine brings people together. During this holiday season, I hope you'll take the time to share memories, laughter, and of course, a bottle of wine with your family, friends, and perhaps even a few people you'd like to enjoy a better relationship with. Happy holidays. I went to a close friend's house recently for a dinner party, and as a very special surprise, he brought out a bottle of a Cab Syrah blend made by an obscure boutique winery that I had turned him on to some years ago. And this particular blend was something very special indeed. A wine I hadn't seen for a number of years that was truly mesmerizing. It turns out that my friend had been hanging on to several bottles of this one-of-a-kind wine for years. Unfortunately, the wines were never stored in a cellar. They were just kept in a closet at his desert home. He opened the first bottle and it was absolutely off the charts. I was so relieved. But not so fast. Later in the evening, he opened a second bottle. It was long gone and undrinkable. A third bottle was also ruined. I didn't have the heart to ask him to open another. It was a painful reminder that wines are meant to enjoy. If you want to be a collector, you need a proper wine cellar or temperature-controlled storage unit. Otherwise, you need a whole lot of luck. Remember, a good wine is a terrible thing to waste. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.